A moment with the Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $15, I demand $22 where I was making $10 to work at McDonald's, then the cost of McDonald's goes up to cover your idea of you being worth more. Then you don't get to bitch about paying more for stuff because you caused it. But it's interesting to me that we teach so little civics and so little economics today that people can't make a basic connection
between.
They don't
know it's connected, Dave.
I demand to be paid more, but then on the other hand, I'm going to bitch about inflation.
Yeah. No, I don't think people
When you freaking
realize.
Caused it. You're the essence of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I can't believe the cost of bread. Well, it costs about twice the labor to put the bread on the shelf now.
That's right.
That it did. They have to make a profit to stay open. And oh, by the way, even nonprofits are profitable. A nonprofit that isn't profitable closes.
Out of business.
It's out of business. It's gone. So nonprofits are profitable.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Mm-hmm. And you can't even get the help. Can't get people show up because they're sitting at home in their mother's basement playing Nintendo. But it is interesting how ignorant, you know, some of this wealth equality stuff is and all this stuff. It just, they're ignorant of the connection, the unintended consequences of their little shallow ideas.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And where they're going. But even a little 3%, 5% cost of living raise then gets built into the thing. And you can't really, in business, I can't stand against that and go, well, I just refuse to raise my prices. Well, you're going to refuse to stay in business. You know,
right.
That's just kind of dumb. That's how it works, y'all. I mean, it's just, this is how it is. So if you think it's otherwise, then you're being naive.
Yeah.